Mr. and Mrs. Bobton Trent were frightfully, frightfully rich. They lived in a large luxury house in London, a swankily swell house in New York, and a marvellously marble house in Milan. They took trips here, trips there, and trips everywhere you could trip to. They bought anything they could think of buying. Rare rugs, tiny televisions, crocheted cushions, tailored trousers, plush pyjamas, abstract art, china curiosities, pungent plants, and strangely shaped swimming pools. They went out to dinner almost every night for 2, for 12, for 202. They dined with the president, the prime minister, and the queen. They knew simply everyone who was anyone. But after a while, they began to tire of the same old places and faces and wanted to meet someone new. So they decided to have a child. They named him Hubert Horatio Bartle Bobton Trent. Most people called him Hubert Horatio Bobton Trent for short, or Hubert Horatio for extra short. But his parents simply called him H, because they could never quite remember the whole thing.
Baby, I can't not tell you. I know this is breaking our rules day one, but the time you've been asleep, there's been another pandemic. Another defrosted virus. I kind of got it. Well, no, I got it. I got a low rent version of the fucking thing. The full fat version would just end you. But I lived. Well, pretty obviously. I beat it. Ah, but I did. I talked about the Oscars, didn't I? And so maybe now you're thinking I'm some kind of artificial Silas to keep your spirits up. So now I'll need to convince you I'm me. Hold tight. Thinking of something I know about you that no one else can know. You have one testicle that hangs much lower than the other. Doesn't work though, does it? Mission Control will know all about your balls. Plus, there's far too many interviews and articles about how we first met, isn't there? But none of them say that when you first laid your eyes on me, you thought, show off. You thought my dancing, wait, let's get this word for word. You said it was about 30% too sexy for a wedding. Unacceptably horny. But you didn't tell me that when I sidled up to you in the garden that night, dappled by moonlight. No. You only told me that when we woke up together for the first time, 217 days later. Did anyone else ever know that?